Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Yerushalmi daf Membeis. As we started last time, the sixth parak here, Masechah Shkalim, parak Shlosha Asar Shofaros. So we discussed that the Mishnah described the 13 containers and why they are shaped like shofaros. We will see 13 containers that were in the Mikdash of collections, the 13 tables, the 13 Hishtachavayos. There was a machlokas, but there was a 14th Hishtachavaya, and the 14th might have been by the Dir Ha'etzim, because the Misora of that family was that's where the Aron was Nignaz, Misoras B'yodan Me'avoseyan, Shasham Ha'aron Nignaz. And there was a story of a Kohen that saw one of the tiles that were a little off, and not exactly even with the others, and he was about to go tell his Chevra exactly where it was, Achiyasa Nishmaso, because Hashem wanted it to keep secret, obviously. Look at the last line of the Pnei Moshe on Mem Aleph Mabez, Lo Hispik, Lefishakach Nigzar, Shelo Yivada Ad Sheba Zman Hapakita, V'gula Ha'achrona. Right, so that Hashem doesn't want it to be known until the time comes. We're going to see today, we mentioned it also from the Gemara in Yuma in the Bavli, but it comes up on today's daf, in terms of the different opinions about exactly where the Aron is, and we'll see that the Rambam paskins one of the ways. So let's see the Gemara, start off with the Gemara. Shlosha asar shofaros v'chulu. So Tani, says the Gemara here on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Hashofaros halalu akumos. These shofaros, the collection boxes, were crooked, so to speak, shaped like a shofar. Hayitzaros milamalon, v'rechavos milamaton. They were narrow on top and wide at the bottom. Why? So you can't stick your hand in. But b'nei haraman, because of those who might trick, those who might want to stick their hand in and pretend that they're giving money, and really they are taking out money. This way it's only a little opening on top, so you can put the coins in, but you can't get any out, unless you turn over the whole thing, and that would be too noticeable. Why are you turning over the whole thing? So that's why it was shaped as shofaros. Good. V'yadu b'yichud shesham ha'aron nignas. And they knew, ganus, and they knew that once the person, that coin died, they knew that must be the spot where the aron was nignas. And that's why this family had 14 hishtachavayos, including that spot in the place where the eitzim was. Baba Basra. We'll talk about eitzim. But the Gemara here quotes three opinions. Where exactly is the Aron? Right, I misspoke last time. I said either it's where it is or in Rome. It's not in Rome. That's not an opinion. I meant Bavel. Right, by his Rishon. It wasn't in by his Sheni. But different opinion. Says the Gemara, Tani, B'shem Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'aron Gala Imaim LeBavel. So opinion number one, the Aron went to Bavel also. Just like many of the other Kalim would take it, as is described in Tanakh. Right, that again, the Roman conquest, that's not described in Tanakh. Right, because that is, that's post. Tanakh was canonized towards the beginning of Bayis Sheni. That's what the last Nevi'im, Chagas Chayim Malachi, amongst the other things that Anshek HaZakadola did. But here, Aron was Nigla Lebava, my Tom. What's the source? Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Melachim, the Pasuk says that Lo Yivater Davar Amar Hashem. There was nothing left. Lo Yivater Davar. So it says that there's going to come a time that there's not going to be anything left. So what is Davar? Ain't Davar Ela Shahadibras Latocho. The Davar wasn't left. So the place where the Dibros are not there. And that means obviously the Aron. And that's the Remez that there's not going to be anything left. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, sent Vayivieu Bavela im clay chemdas beis Hashem. What came to Bavel? All of the desirous, the clay chemdas beis Hashem. Ezeu chemdas beis Hashem, zeha Aron. So that was opinion number one. The Aron was taken to Bavel. Number two, Rishivim and Lakish Amar Bimkomai Aron Nignaz Ganuz. No, it's where it is. It's underneath the Kodesh Kadashim. It's in its spot. Interesting. The Gemara calls it Bimkomo. In its place, it is Nignaz. Is that in its place underneath? So that might just mean underneath where it's supposed to be, right? Bimkomo in its spot. Underneath its spot. But the language of the Gemara sounds like it's still in its spot. Right? Bimkomo hayara gunus. In its spot it is gunus. So again, why am I making a big deal about this based on the Rev Soloveitchik that we mentioned, in the past? And that is, let's see, the badim the pole stuck out. Vayirau Rashi Abadim min Hakodesh al pnei advir. The Badim were seen, velo yirachu, so they weren't seen outside. So the Gemara just says that pasuk is inner contradiction. Except Vayirau ve'at Amar velo yirau. Was it seen? Was it not seen? Ela nirin velo nirin. Bolton veYosef mishkishnei da de ha'isha. The poles were sticking out a little bit. But they weren't seen. It was like the breasts of a woman that are not seen, but they are, noticeable. But why is that mashal given? It's given in Shir HaShirim also. Okay, because the Aron is the nourishment of the whole world, right? It nourishes, just like the breasts are nourished the child. Kadosh Baruch Hu made that as part of the Bria. So part of the Bria is that Torah and the Luchos that's nourishes the whole world. And that's why the Mashal is, it's one of the reasons the Mashal is given. But this is number two, Reish Lakish. And this is what the Rambam paskins. I couldn't find it last time, but I find, beginning of Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet, Beis talks about where the Mizbeach is. Perek Dalet in Beis HaBechira. Even Haisa B'Kodesh HaKadoshim B'Ma'aravo. There was a stone towards the west of the Kodesh Kadashim, the Aleha Haya Ha'aron Munach, and on it the Aron was placed, Ulafanav Tzinsenes Haman, Umate Aron. And right next to it was the bottle of Man and the staff of Aron. Ube'esh Shebana Shlomo Es Habayis. When Shlomo built the Mikdash V'yada, Shesofo Lecharev, he knew. Pretty somewhat depressing. When he built this amazing Binyan Mefuar, he spent so much time and effort and resources, but Shlomo knew it was not going to be permanent. But Be'es Chedvasa Chedvasa, when it's time to build, you build. And you don't, right? We celebrate when everybody's born, even though there's only 120 years, right? When we celebrate the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even though it's not going to be permanent. So he knew, V'yada Shezova L'charev, Bana Makom Lignos Bo Ha'aron. He built an underground passageway. L'mata B'matmanios Amukos V'akalkalos. V'yoshio HaMelech Tziva V'gadz B'makam Shebana Shlomo. So Yoshio HaMelech, when the time came and he realized that the writing was on the wall, he put the Aron in that place. Again, it's not going to be found because it's Matmonios, Amukos, Akalkalos. Right, Shlomo HaMelech made sure you're not going to find it. Shneimar vayomer la'leviim ha'mevinim l'chol Yisrael ha'kadoshim Hashem, tenu es Aron HaKodesh, v'bayis Hashem bar Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael, ein lachem masa b'kasef. You don't need to carry it anymore. It's done. Ata ivdu as Hashem alokeichem v'nignas imo mate Aaron v'atzinsenas v'shemen amishcha v'kol elu lochaz v'bayisheni. None of these returned in Bayisheni. V'af urmetumim shayv Bayisheni. Even the urmetumim in Bayisheni lo hayim mashivin baruch hakodesh. The urmetumim in Bayisheni wasn't usable. It didn't answer the questions that was usually asked. We'll see that Ramban a little bit later. V'lo hayin shalom baya. They didn't use the urmetumim. They had the urmetumim, as we'll see, because maybe it'd be mechusar begadim without the Urim v'Tumim, but it was not usable. Shnemar aramod hakohen l'urim v'Tumim. We also mentioned what is the Urim v'Tumim. It's amazing that the Torah does not say how to write the Urim v'Tumim, right? So we're influenced by Rashi and others that say the Urim v'Tumim was the Shem Hashem that was put in the folds of the Choshen, and it was like the motor. What made the Choshen light up when the questions were asked? But it's interesting. Some Rishonim say then that why didn't the Torah or the Rambam, why didn't anybody say how you make the Urim v'Tumim? It doesn't list it in the Kalim. It says Va'asisa, V'yasisa. It doesn't say this anywhere. So some say the Urim v'Tumim was the Choshen. It was the Choshen. And the Choshen wasn't a separate item. But that's the Rambam. But anyway, here the Rambam paskins, like Reish Lakish here, that it's underneath. And the question Rav Soloveitchik asked was, why does the Rambam have to paskin about this historical machlokas? And by the way, this is not one of those a machlokos that we could say elu ve'elu divri l'kim chayim l'chora. So machlokos is about a historical reality. Unless you say first it was here and then it was there, Pashas is not. Pashas, this is a machlokos about, yes or no. Yes or no, which one? But the Rambam, why does the Rambam paskin this way? The answer is because he thinks maybe besides the historical machlokos, there is a halachic issue here. Does it make sense that you could have a Beis HaMikdash without an Aron at its center? Says Rav Soloveitchik, you need the Aron there in order to be able to have an idea of a Beis HaMikdash, to have a concept, because the root of a Beis HaMikdash has to be the Aron with the Luchos in the middle, just like you compare that to the Ashul. Ashul has to have an Aron with the Torah at its center for the Kedusha, and if it's not there, then you don't have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, and you don't have Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. So maybe the other Shitas hold that you can have, if you have the Beis HaMikdash is a Makam Avoda, and maybe the Mizbeach is the key, and not the Aron. Or maybe they'll say, even if it's underneath, but who says that's in the right spot? right? So it doesn't make a difference whether it's taken away or it's underneath. So my diuk was just that it says bimkomo haya ara nignas. Maybe our Salvechik would say that means, doesn't mean it's underneath its spot. It still is in its spot because all of that is considered its spot. And that's why it can be considered the source of the kedusha. Okay, number three. For Rabbanan Amrin, Belishkas, Dir Ha'etzim, Haya Ha'aron Ganuz. The third opinion, like we just had in our Mishnah, is like the Dir Ha'etzim. And the story is told also here, Maisa B'Kohen Echad Bamum. Kohen Bamum. Why does it say Kohen Bamum? Because that's who they gave the job to deworm the wood. Because the Kohen, the Balimum couldn't do the Avoda. They could eat the Karbanas, but they couldn't do the Avoda. So what they do? They used to, get the worms out. To make sure that there aren't too many, but they did that. Shaya Omeru Mafsia Eitzim Belishkas Dira Eitzim. He was there and he was checking the wood. Veras Haritzpa Shei Meshurim Bechavar Seha, and he saw the floor. It was a little different than its the other parts. Ubav Amar Lachaveru Bo Reis Haritzpa Zos Shei Meshurim Bechavar Seha. I have to show you. There's this floor that is not like the rest of it. Bo Hispiku Ligmaras Hadavar. And what happened before he was able to tell Yatsa Nishmaso, he wasn't able to finish the sentence. They knew that the Aron was Ganus there. That was the giveaway. So that was the third opinion. Or Tani Raboshia Hekesh Aleh Bakurnis Yatsa Eish V'Sarafto. Third opinion, he started banging on it to maybe put it back in its place, and it went back, and there was fire that went out, and maybe that's how they knew the wood. The wood here plays a role, not only here, but also we know the wood is one of the six opinions of why there was a party on two ba'av. The Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Chaf Aleph, also the end of Tainus, say six opinions, why there's a celebration on two ba'av. Right, the Gemara says at the end of Tainus, there weren't holidays for Klal Yisrael except Yom Kippur and two ba'av. Yom Kippur and Tubav, those were the greatest holidays for Klal Yisrael. So Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand Yom Kippur is Yom Slichu Mechila, Yom Shedidnu Bo, Luchos Shnios. That's what Gemara says. There's two things. One thing, Beis Halevi has a drasha about that. But what about Tubav? So why is that such a happy day? So the Gemara in both places, the end of Tainus, and also here in Bava Basra, goes through Kuf Chaf Aleph, goes through six opinions. Why are we so happy on Tubav? So the first two have to do with marriages, because that's where there's a minhag of marriage on Tubav. It was the day that they allowed Shevet Binyamin, they had not married because of what happened with Pilagish Begiva, the end of Sefer Shoftim. So it was the day that they decided, you know what, we can't have one Shevet that stops being existent, so we will let them in, number one. Number two is the Pesukim say at the end of Bamidbar, all the Shvatim, they weren't allowed to intermarry the first generation because we wanted to make sure that the Yerusha, the Nachlas, had time to, everybody to recognize who was in whose Nachla. If a woman from one Shevet married somebody else, so then the Nachla might switch if she had a Nachla, and then it would be all very confusing. So that's why the first generation, you had to marry somebody from your own Shevet. And the next generation, the day that they said you can marry whoever you want, that was Tubav. Number two. Number three was the day that the Meisei Midbar stopped dying. That last year, the Rashbam quotes that spooky medrash that on Tisha B'Av every year in the Midbar, they used to dig their own graves, and they used to sleep in the graves, and the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yibadlo HaChayim and the Meisim, and all the Chayim got up, and the ones who were not Chayim didn't get up. And the last year, he did that, and they realized everybody got up. So what'd they say? We must have miscalculated. So they went back to sleep on the 10th of Av and the 11th of Av. Until they got to Tubav and they saw that the moon was full, so they realized they didn't miscalculate. It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mochel them on this last year, and they made a part. That was the day Tubav. They celebrated the day that the shomrim that Yeravim and Nevad had put out for people not to go to the Beis Hamikdash, to force them to go to the alternate Beis Hamikdash. The day that the Haruki Beitar were given Lekvura, and number six. Number six, that's why we're bringing this whole thing. It says number six, it was the day they stopped cutting wood to put into the Dira Eitzim, as we're talking about, to use in the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Sheposkin Bo Milichos Eitzim L'ma Racha. Why? Because it's the middle of the summer, and after this, it's not as hot, so there's a better chance that the wood's going to be more moist and wormy. So they stopped collecting. Up until this point, there was a chance, right? They checked it. Right, because wood can have worms. And remember, we said a few weeks ago, bringing a piece of wood, bringing wood with worms is like bringing a balmum to the mizbeach. but they used to check. So it's the day that they finished collecting the wood. The sun got weakened. They wouldn't cut anymore. And therefore, why is that such a big source for a party? Machlokas right here on the page between Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashbam. This Rashbam is one of the sources in Shas for the concept of making a siyum. Right, says the Rashbam, V'yoso yom shepasku hayu smechim, l'fi sheboso yom hayu mashlimin mitzvah gedola kazos. They made a party because that was the day that they were able to finish the mitzvahs. They made a party. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom right here, he quotes the they could go back to their learning. They were busy doing mitzvahs, which is important, but now they had more time to learn, and that's why. So do you focus on the simcha of what happened or what you are going to be able to do? Right? That's the, is a siyum about what you did or what you will do? Machlokas, Rabbeinu Gershom, and the Rashbam right there on the daf. Okay, let's continue. So this is number three. Number three is where the Aron was, whether it went to Bavel, or whether it's Nignaz underneath the Kodesh Kadashim, which the Rambam paskins, and number three, the Lishkas Dir HaEitzim. Maybe it was under the, where the wood is. We continue. Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Omer. Another major machlokas, and again, this machlokas seems to be a machlokas in history, and not just, it has halachic ramifications. How many Arons were there? Reish Lakish. Shnei Aronos hayu, mahalchanim yisrael b'midbar. Reish Lakish says there were two Arons. There were two Arons that went through the midbar with them. Echad shehayisa atorah netuna, and this is besides the Aron with Yosef's bones. Besides that one. There were two Arons that have to do with Luchos and Torah. Echad shehayisa atorah netuna b'socha. One of them, the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. That was in there. And one that the Shivrei Luchos were in. So one had the Torah, and the Korban Eid, the Eads. The Luchos Shnios Munachin Besocho. The Torah and the Luchos Shnios were in there. Our Gemara doesn't say anything about the Luchos Shnios. So the second Luchos and the Torah that Moshe wrote, meaning, so to speak, the one that was used. Right, that was in one. And the other one had the broken luchos. The one that had the Torah and the luchos, that never moved. That was in the Ol Moed. Hadu d'chsiv, and that's why it says, V'aron bris Hashem u'moshe lo mashu mikar v'machana. Zeshayu shivri luchos besocho, and the one that had the broken luchos, hayu nichnas v'yotse imoen, that was nichnas v'yotse with them. Right, the Korban Eid, the quotes, Psukim, Shinasu Bamidbar, Nasu Lefneim, that's what it went before them. Upa'amim hu Misra'e imahen, and sometimes it was seen with them, right? Some take out this line. We'll have to see what it means, but sometimes it would be visible. This was the, two Arons, he says, based on the Psukim. One was always in the Ol Moed, and, interesting that the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos were not in the same Aron, according to this opinion, right? Remember that Gemara, the beginning of Brachas, Luchos v'shivrei luchos munachin ba'aron. Sounds like the same aron. As you have to give kavod to a Talmud Chacham she shachach Talmudo. Luchos v'shivrei luchos munachin ba'aron. So that is one opinion. For Rabbanan Amri, aron echadai. There was one aron. What are you talking about? There was one aron. Upam achas yatsa b'me'eli v'nishba. And it only went out of the Olmoid once, and it was tragic. Remember, they brought it out because they thought that they could defeat the Plishtim, and they brought it out, and it was taken. It was captured. It was one Aron, the day of Eli, and that's why Eli was such a shock. He fell down on his neck, and it was taken. So, Machlokes, how many Arons were there? Karya, Kreya, Messiah, Lahon, the Rabbanan. There's the Pasik that proves the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said there was only one. Why? Because in that war, when the Aron came out, the Plishtim got all scared. And they say, what is that? Oilanu, mi yatsilenu miyado Elohim ha'adirim ha'ela. Who is going to save us from this God? Obviously, they were in shock. They never saw such a thing before. They never saw an Aron. But if there was always an Aron that was in front of them and people would have been spoken about it and knew about it, then they wouldn't have been in such shock. They said, oi, what's going to be yatsilenu? It must be that they never knew about it. So that proves there was only one Aron. Mila de lochamun min yomehon. Something that was never seen beforehand. There was only one Aron. Continue. Kaya Messiah Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. There's also a pasuk that proves Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda, according to this case, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, depending what the first girsa Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, first Gersa was, who said that there were two. What Pasuk? Well, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shaul la'achia, Shaul says to, Achia Shiloni, Hagisha Arona Elokim, bring me close the Aron. Right? He wanted, this is the context, if you look in the Pasuk, Ki Haya Arona Elokim, Bayomahu, Uvene Yisrael Vachuli, he wanted to know whether they were going to be successful. So, Hagisha. Hagisha, what do you mean? Hagisha is a lashon of bring close. Sounds like it's there. Just bring it to me. Vahalo Aron, Bekiryas Ya'arim Haya. What do you mean? The Aron was in Kiryas Ya'arim, remember, for 20 years. I think it was. After the tragedy happened when they parrots Uzzah, they left it there. They left there for 20 years. It was time to come back up. So the Aron was in, maybe this before. I'm sorry. That was later. After it came back from the Plishtim. Right? So it was in Kiryas Ya'arim. So what is Shaul saying? Bring it close. Right? Hagisha. So it sounds like it was there. So it must be that there was another Aron there, and there was one on the battlefield. Umavdin le'Rabbana, what would the Rabbanan bring do with that pasuk? It sounds like something was there. Just bring it close, right? Wasn't it true it was in the other place? They would say he wasn't asking for the Aron. Hagisha Eli Hatzitz. When it says here, bring me the Aron Elokim, it doesn't really mean the Aron Elokim. He meant the tzitz. He meant there must have been a box, says the Karban Eda. Must have been a container with the what he needed to ask the Urim and Tumim. He wanted to ask the Urim and Tumim about whether they were going to be successful in battle. So that's why you need the tzitz. That's why he wasn't asking for the real, there was only one Aron, and that Aron was in the Kiryas Arim at this time. And he was asking for the tzitz. You see the Karban Eda on top. Hagisha Eli Tzitz. V'ha'aron hazeh lav Aron bris Hashem. This wasn't the Aron. Ela ha'aron shahaya bo ha'choshen v'ha'ifod v'orim v'tumim. It was the Aron with all of the, begadim, special begadim of the Kohen Gadol. V'zachar ha'tzitz l'fisha asr l'shol v'orim v'kim b'lirish shesh one of begadim. He asked for the tzitz because he can't ask the Urim v'tumim without the tzitz on. V'ha'tzitz hu ha'choshev shebohen. And the tzitz is the most chashev. So he mentions the tzitz, but you need all the begadim to be able to ask. The tzitz is the most chashev. Interesting line that the tzitz is the most chashev. Reminded me of there's a line of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that the pasuk says in Tetzaveh, the source for the begadim, that these are the begadim that you should, the begadim, these are the begadim that you should make. And what's listed there? 6 out of 8. Even though it's in the beginning of Tetzaveh, you would think a list off the shmoni begadim. Ve'elo begadim shayasu, choshen, Ephod, Me'il, right? So you have the choshen, the breastplate, the ephod, the apron, the me'il, the long coat of tchelas, uksonis tashbeitz, the ktonis, the shirt, mitznefes, the hat, the yavne, the belt. That's 6. The yasu big dekodes, la'ranachicha, la'avana, la'chanoli. You're missing 2. This is the beginning of the Parshas Tetzaveh. Where are those 2? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what are the 2 left out? The mechnasayim and the tzitz. Those are the 2 left out. The mechnasayim, says the Aruch Chaim, because it is, so to speak, lower than the other begadim, because it's just, the pasuk says later on, mechasayim are just lachasos psar erva, and the tzitz, or because if it's the chashav shebekulan. So those 2 are left out, says the Aruch Chaim. V'ulai beiz dvarim elu, einam begeder echad imashisha, hatzitz lutzad ma'alaso yoser migimel bigdei kohen gadol, ulezek timu bifnei atzmo, v'amechasayim lutzad ayosem bahadragah p'chusa, migimel bigdei kohen hedyo. Out of the 4 Big Day Kohen Gadol, there's one that's special. Out of the 4 Big Day Kohen Hedyot, there's one that's different. Right? And that's why the tzitz is left out and the mechnasayim are left out. Ulaze ichru bifnei atzmo. Vashisha, but the other 6 are equal. Heim ba'adarga shaveh. So that's a possibility of the Aruch Chaim that the tzitz is different, and maybe that's why here also said, listen to the tzitz, because the tzitz is a chashav. Let's continue. Kriya misailer b'yudah ben lakish. Another raya that there were 2 arons, because the pasuk says, when Uriah, remember David wanted to send Uriah out to battle, and Uriah says, no, I don't want to go. Bnei Yisrael are at war. Maybe that was one of the shittas, that he was more of a malchus, he didn't listen to David. But he says, Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda yoshem b'sukos. I don't want the Aron and Bnei Yisrael are in Sukkos. So Sukkos, okay, that sounds like not the Ohel Moed, right? So that's why he said it's in Sukkos. It must be the 2 Arons. Follow Aron b'Tzion haya. Wasn't it, it was in Tzion, right? It was in the Yerushalayim. Ma'avdin le'Rabbanan, so what would the Rabbanan hold only 1 Aron do with this? They would say, no, Sukkos is a reference to where it is in the Tzion. Schach, shehu kikirui, shadayin lo nivne, beis ha-bechira. There was no beis ha-migdash yet. Remember the days of David, there was no beis ha-migdash. So it was in a temporary dwelling in Yerushalayim. So that's why he could call it Sukkos, even though there's only 1 Aron. Period. There is a machlokas, a related machlokas, between Rashi and the Ramban, about how many Arons. But how many Arons? Related, and that is if you look in Parshas Ekev, in Perek Yud, The psukim there also describe an aron, and it's not 100% clear which aron is meant. Right? It says there in the beginning of Perek Yud that Moshe Rabbeinu again is reviewing history as he did in the beginning of Devarim. Bo'esahi amar Hashem elai psalach hashnei luchos avanim karishonim. Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing the story of the second luchos. Make two new luchos. Va'ale elai ahara, and come up the mountain with your second luchos. V'yasisa lacha aron eitz, and he should make a wooden aron. Va'echtov al luchos is Rambam Shmuel. Aluchos is Rambam Shmuel. You bring up the luchos. I'll write the samtam ba'aron, and then you'll put it in the aron. You'll put it in the aron, the wooden aron. Va'as aron zaseh shitim. So I made the aron. And then I went up, and Moshe, because of Chazal say, well, I'm going to come down. I won't have the Aron yet. I got to build the Aron first. So I built the Aron, and then I'll have a place to put it when I come down. What Aron is this talking about? Is this, right, this was, let's say, they didn't build the Mishkan yet, right? Because the Mishkan was, it was right after, this is right after Yom Kippur when he comes down with the second Luchos. So it was the next day. He made the Aron already. So there's another tzivui of building an aron with the gold and the wood and the gold. And so how does this tzivui, and there was no aron that was commanded for the first luchos. So how do you put all this together? So that's the machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban, on this pasuk. Vatizlcha aron eitz, shetasim aluchos besocho be'eitz shetereid, v'ya haron azeh kulo eitz. This was all wood, says the Ramban. V'ya luchos sham ad shenasa mishkan v'az asu ha'aron ha'metzupe zov v'akapores asher lav zaltar. This was not the aron of the later aron. Different aron. This was a temporary wooden box to put the aron in. V'lo armer lo kem luchos harishonos l'fishaya goli l'fonav shishabreim. Wow. Hashem didn't tell him to make an aron for the first time because he knew they were going to be broken. We still, okay, Hashem knew, we have a chira chavshis. But Hashem knew, that's why he didn't tell us to make an aron the first time. Va'atam v'yiwa kashad sivani Hashem shayisham ad shenasa mishkan tzivani v'nasad ha'kaporis v'chulu v'zeo atov ha'yashar v'psukim elu. This is what I think the pshat is of these psukim, that he had this aron temporarily. It's not a hundred, and because of Rashi, v'lo zeo aron shasa b'tzalel shalilu v'nasaskim v'mishkan alach yom kippurim. As we just said, this isn't the aron that b'tzalel made. Kibredo nahar tzivalayim amalech hazeh mishkan. This was the one, now we start getting into our sugya. This one, says Rashi, was the one that went out to war with them. So there was. The one that Bezalel made only went out once, the taste of Eli, the Nanshu, Allah, the Nishba, Zeo, Lashon Araf. The Divri Agadim, Shemazat, the Chuma, the Yesh Lishol. The Ramban does not like this pshat. If once they took the luchos out and they put it in the new aron, well, this was an empty box, right? So what do you mean they went out to war? What was in it? Maybe the broken luchos were in it, like this daya here, shivrei luchos. And so he says, divrei yachid heim. I don't think that this is true. Shekein shaninu b'meseches shkalim. Tanya Rabbi Yudabar Yilayom Hashnei Aronos Hayisham. He quotes our machlokas. V'das Rabbi Oseinu mikol makom b'talmud eino kein. Elo luchos v'shivrei luchos munachin ba'aron. I think, according to our Bavli, I think there was one aron with the luchos and the shivrei luchos. V'od ana yamar aron ezenem luchos harishon uskoy miyah ha'midbar. Where, it doesn't say where were these two boxes the whole 40 years. We don't have any evidence of that. Right? There was one aron in the Kodesh Kadashim with the, wait, there was a second aron there? So he continues and says, I don't think there was another. All right, according to Bavli, it's one. Okay, let's continue. Says, there's more. As we talk about Uriah and the 2 days, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos and Kiddushin, Dafem Gimel. Why was he more of a Malchus? But we'll continue. Mishenignas Aaron. When the Aaron was buried, with it was Nignas Imot and Senas Haman, the bottle of Haman, which Locha Shemana Mishcha, the bottle of the Shemana Mishcha, which Chazal say was a nace, never was used up. Even though you used it a lot, it was never used up. That's what the Minchas Chinuch and others talk about. There's a mitzvah to make it, but it's never used up. So it's a mitzvah that will never happen because it's always there. Umaklo shalaronu pracha v'shkeidav. And the staff of Aharon is also there with its prachim and shkeidim, with its blossoms and its nuts. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Parshas Korach wonders, usually when you have blossom and then you get the nut, the blossoms fall off. Right? So what does it mean that your Aaron HaKohen stick, and the Psukim say it had its blossoms, and it had the nuts, the eventual fruit that came. Why were the blossoms still there? So Rav Moshe says, because the blossoms are the process. It's the amelus. It's the way you got there. And that also has significance. The gam haprachim nisharu kayamim la'olam to call a tircha v'hatzar shebalo l'kayim ha-mitzvah v'lil moda Torah kayim la'ad. Delo kidvarim gashmiim shalom shalom and schar rak ba'ad ha-pri. Right, the famous Chavetz Chaim. I know amelam v'hem amelam makalim for the schar. But Rav Moshe says maybe that's why the prachim are still there, because how do you get to the fruit? The prachim, that's part of the process. And the process is crucial as well. Va'argaz, what else was there? Va'argash, yeshiva plishtim, asham, lovke Yisrael. The box that the plishtim sent back the present, when they sent back the Aaron, after they were attacked by hemorrhoids and all the other illnesses that they got, so they sent it back. Mi Gonzo, who is the one that put it downstairs in the basement, Yoshio Gonzo, Kimet Shara Kashakasev, since he saw Yolachem was Khavis Balka Shakam Alecha El Goya Shaloyadada Davosecha, Hashem will send you out with a king that'll put a gap against you. He saw that Amad Veganzo Hadu Dhsiv Ayomalovim Havinim Khaiswakashan Lashem Tinuas Arna Kodesh Babaiz Rebana Shlomo Ben David Melach Yisrael in Lachem Masabakase. As we saw, put it down, you won't have to carry it anymore. Won't have to carry it anymore. Amar lahenim gola hui machem la bavel, od ein atem machzir nasolom komo. If it goes with you to Bavel, we're not going to get it back. Ella atoy duat shem lakechem ves amo Yisrael. Right? Don't, you can't, allow it to be taken. How did Yoshio know this as a message? If you look, there's a Yerushalmi that's quoted. We're not sure where it is, but the Sefer HaYikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, quotes a Yerushalmi in Maimar Gimel, Perachav Beis, that he says that the when they opened the Sefer Torah, usually the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu in the Beis HaMikdash was always rolled up to the beginning. That's what the Medrash says, Yerushalmi. Lefisha Sefer Torah Sha'asa Moshe Litzchilasa Hu Niglal. Va'osa Shah, they came in and they found it was open to this Pasuk in the end of Dvarim. Yolach Hashem Ochuzas Malchash Yotakim Alecha. Right, in the Tochacha. Right, so that's why he took it as a remez. It wasn't stam that the Torah was open. The Torah was always open to the beginning. It must have been rolled to this pasuk that he could have gone to Galus. So he took it as a simin that he's got to bury the Aaron. Laficha charad hamelech osa charada shacharad lo baver shaisa Torah nishkachas mehem chalila. And therefore, that's why he took it as a sign. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Membeis, we continue these exciting next daf talks all about the Shemana Mishka.